A few years ago, Anne Robinson asked on the Paul Merton programme on television to put the Welsh in Room 101 and asked, what are the Welsh for? Ironically, it is a question I ask myself daily, not so much the Welsh people, but the language itself. I'm also reminded that Welsh was a name given to us by our English neighbours, which means strangers. And so I battle daily in Cymraeg, the Welsh language, in trying to make the strange familiar and the somewhat familiar strange. As a writer, I'm always seeking to break out of solitary confinement by writing freely in the belief of the liberation of words and Tagore's belief in the everlasting yes. As I put pen means head in Welsh, to screen, I am aware of the very latest idiotic declaration of the Welsh language. This time, it is published in a Northampton Arts paper in Massachusetts a few weeks ago, which asserts the following. The Welsh language is such a severe mutation of the original English spoken in the Middle Ages that, to the inexperienced eye, it is barely distinguishable from, say, Klingon. I guess all writers sometimes think themselves on another planet, somewhere in space. Yet this kind of remark in the 21st century can be sometimes infuriating, but one writes regardless of such ignorance. However, one does wonder now and again how English language writers would respond if they were writing a language that is constantly under threat, whether it is due to the above inexperienced intellect or because of the frailty of being a language spoken by only 500,000 people. Yet as long as I have a pen, both pen and head, and a few other cells in the brain which are active, I'm quite happy to live between darkness and light, between a state of belonging and being that of the outsider, living on Mars even. It is sometimes a state fit for a writer, that of being always on edge, just as the sentence one faces as a prisoner of words is also the sentence one tries to perfect. In Welsh, we talk of composing poetry, cyfansoddi cerddi, which means that one is constantly listening to the music inherent in a poem. I need everything I write to sing, ring, and arouse someone who is almost going to sleep. In writing that sentence, I am aware of Welsh metrics known as cynghanedd, a kind of kung fu in words. For example, I write to sing, ring and arouse, combining both internal rhyme and alliteration. Writing in Welsh is impossible without being aware of the longevity of Welsh and the fact that one is writing in a tradition that has the oldest recorded literature in Europe, after Latin and Greek, dating back to the 6th century. But one must make it new all the time, and therefore I love writing in Welsh as I can challenge myself, and I also love translating Welsh poetry into English and so giving it another life. However, when I write in Welsh, I write not only for my own language community, but for the whole world. The imagination, thankfully, has no territorial limits, and the dream of the earth is a universal desire which poetry evokes. Poetry gives us another voice. After all, as Paul Celan once said, poetry does not impose, it exposes. And that's good enough for me. Language, of course, is always on the move, but one is always held captive by her. Oh yes, Welsh is female. I want her, like me, to love the possibilities of the world so much as to want to hold on to her wonder. I want others too, like myself, to breathe anew, enjoy a reprieve for now, knowing that we are all, in Martin Luther King's view, prisoners of hope. I don't wish to be despondent about the future of the language I write in. Bilingualism is certainly on the rise in Wales, with learners embracing the Welsh language as never before. Writers too are learners of language, be they mother tongue speakers or uniformed Welsh speakers. So though I may write in solitary confinement, the readership in Welsh is growing, and though I write exclusively poetry, not other genres, in Welsh, in the past year, 3 more collections have appeared in translation: Chinese, Hindi, and Catalan. Which is why I want to dismiss A.A. Gill's remark, Welsh is the only language you learn to be able to talk to fewer people. I write in Welsh in order to reach other people, and never underestimate the power of poetry to travel. In the end, though, it is depth that counts, not fleeting impressions or glib inaccuracies. Now back to my planet to write more Klingon.